Welcome to Food with Mark Bittman. Just a little reminder, a couple of little reminders. You can email us at food@markbittman.com. We would love to hear from you and we'll be happy to respond. Also, please subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Rate us as highly as you think we deserve, which we think is highly. And remember to subscribe and look at and adore our new website and newsletter at bittmanproject.com. We have a ton of new features that are great, including a fabulous searchable recipe database and some great new recipes, including a piece about using oats for dinner time meals, a revelation, a little polenta piece from me, and a wonderful tofu explainer, all from this past week. Thanks for being with us. Here we go.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Well, we have Jamie Oliver, friends, who is a brilliant, fun, witty, thoughtful guy. I have known him since he was kind of a kid. I mean, really, probably 20. We did a cooking video for The Times in 2009. He made Parmesan chicken, and when he was done cooking, he said, notably, at least to me, "Lovely. It's not going to change your life, but it's lovely." Getting people to cook has been a decades-long passion of both mine and Jamie's, and that's what connected us initially. I admired The Naked Chef. I was writing The Minimalist back then. I looked him up, got people to get us in touch when I went to London on a trip, and then we became friendly. There is a terrific old cooking video of us together. Anyway, he's one of those rare humans who manages to stay relevant and successful throughout years of change and evolution. And some of that is no doubt due to how personable he is, but a lot of it is talent and the fact that he cares about more than being a chef. His philanthropic efforts, the work he's put into school lunches and into training disadvantaged youth in the hospitality industry, it's all ongoing for him. And to hear him talk about it is just awesome. He's smart and he knows what he's talking about. He joined me today to talk about all of that and about his new book, Five Ingredients Mediterranean, which has taken off. It's worth checking out. I love this conversation. He's so great. You'll see. Jamie, thanks for joining me.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to talk to you ideally I would see you, but it's just nice to talk and share.
We'll do that too. The Naked Chef is 25 years old. Your career has been nothing but successful ever since. And your current book, Five Ingredients Mediterranean, is number two on Amazon. When we did a video for The Times, which I think was probably 2009-ish, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
You did Parmesan chicken, pounded the crap out of it, if you remember. And you said, lovely, it's not going to change your life, but it's lovely, which is such a great way to think about cooking in general. And since you've been around for a while now and you've had time to think about this question, when it comes to cooking in general, do you have two or three sort of tried and true tips or philosophies, like big picture advice for people?
Oh, I mean, I think the first sort of thing really is in my journey in cooking, getting older, being a dad, and especially the campaigns I've done around public health and the passion that I have for the pattern. Yeah, child health, public health, for better or for worse, I'm obsessed by it. But cooking and the knowledge to cook, even in its most humble form, really sticks out as being a superpower. And I think that, like most things in life, you don't have to get married to it. You don't have to sort of like go hardcore. You don't have to go in deep. Like, just choosing to walk through a farmer's market, you don't even have to buy anything. Just walk through it. It will change you categorically and without doubt. And if you do that once a month, you know, from your kid being 4 to 15, they're going to be different kids.
Mm.
And you will just osmose and glean and pick up beautiful things, normally from beautiful people that really work hard to make a buck. And the other thing is, like, trying to be curious, ask questions. I mean, like, if you think about it, the concept of putting something in your mouth and swallowing it, it's incredibly intimate, you know, and deserves to be questioned. And, you know, whether it's British or American, and there's not that much difference between, I mean, you know, possibly the Americans are towards the tip of the iceberg in ill health as a nation. Like, you know it, we know it, but the Brits aren't far behind. You know, right. we're in it together as usual. And I just think asking questions, be fussy. Like, it's not a big, you know, just ask questions. And I think that curiosity will lead you down a path of discovery, and you will taste better things for it, and you will make better choices for it. But you'll probably end up being healthier and living longer for it as well. And then the other thing is just like people and community. I have always found good food anywhere. And yes, some parts of the world or the country might feel like there's nothing, but you only have to be a little bit curious and you'll find a family, you'll find a shop. And you could find the crappiest looking shop in the world, but there might just be like genius in there.
I sometimes say, I mean, the thing about, it's very well put, the thing about eating and putting something in your mouth and swallowing it. I sometimes say that one of the primary reasons to cook is that you have control over what you're putting in your mouth and swallowing. And the minute you go into a restaurant, you give up that control because you just don't know you don't know what's in there. Mm. I mean, some places you do, but for the most part, you don't.
Yeah. I mean, I think the, if you walk out the back of a kitchen, like an average kitchen, and certainly if you walk down an average aisle in a supermarket in the United States, if you were to sort of scan the ingredients and just total it all up, like one meal, total it up, you're going to have hundreds and hundreds of things that you don't even know what that is. Mm. Additives, E numbers, and even behind the additives and the E numbers and the concept of meat versus, you know, what percentage of that meat is mechanically reclaimed or kind of filler, or, you know, concepts of pink slime that, you know, that was discovered when we did Food Revolution. But even behind that is kind of like, you know, there's hundreds of pesticides and herbicides used in America that are illegal in Europe and nearly always for good reason. So I think having that, let's call it a superpower, having that ability to take a few ingredients, do some stuff to it, and create a delicious meal. I'm not saying people are expected to do that every day, but just having that superpower to do it when you choose, when you want to, I really do think is a superpower in this day and age. Isn't it funny that something that's, you know, for millions of years, it's been normal, but like actually to be able to cook now is kind of cool and contemporary when really it's just the foundations of
totally
life.
Totally old-fashioned. I think both of our, I mean, my grandparents and your grandparents or great-grandparents, whatever, were kind of the last generation or the first generation to not necessarily have connections to farms and not necessarily, well, they still cooked. My parents were the first generation, I think, that had the option of not cooking pretty much as they wanted to. They could go out every night, and fast food was invented when they were still pretty young. Yeah. And now, you know, cooking is something that you opt in or opt out of.
It's a funny thing because the reason that happened, particularly in the United States and the UK, fairly uniquely, was because we had the most extraordinary early industrial revolution.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, the rest of Europe were like 7 to 14 years behind.
Yeah.
So in those 7 to 14 years where Spain and Portugal and Greece and France were catching up, they were also able to witness, I guess, the balance of like, you know, when the world changes around you and you don't have to do that job anymore and you give up a whole load of stuff and move on to the next thing. Of course, it's not as binary as that. Like, good things are lost and maybe you don't want to lose them. So certainly when people say like, how come the food's still so like deeply embedded in Europe? And it's like, that's the reason. Like, they were able to hold on to it longer. The Industrial Revolution was slower. And as we see it today, they managed to claw on to a lot more of those, you know, beautiful historical recipes to this day. But yeah, I think the knowledge of cooking is lost pretty quick.
Yeah, I'm going to push back a little on that because I think there's an opportunity for other countries to look at how badly things have gone in English-speaking countries and to say, we don't want to go down that route. But the marketing is just as intense in Peru and in India and in Japan and everywhere else, in France and Italy. The marketing by the fast food people is just as intense as it is here. And that stuff is very hard to, you know, pizza is very hard to resist.
Oh, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, it's rebalancing really quick because, it, as you say, it's very, very powerful. And I spent like 2.5 years traveling around the world to the parts where people live the most, you know, longest, most productive lives. And that blue zone story, of course, as you know very well, is like, I mean, you can look at it in so many different ways, but like one way of looking at it, which I quite like, which is simple, is it's just where Nestle and Danone and all those big kind of companies haven't gotten there yet.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's normally because it's a peninsula or a mountain or an island.
Yeah.
And when I left Okinawa last, I remember leaving and there were so many vending machines full of crap. And I'm like, yep, they got you.
Not for long. Won't be long.
Yeah, that seaweed ain't going to save you.
I want to talk a little bit about what you're doing now. When we first cooked together, we both believed that people should cook more, and it was pretty simple. I think we both started off that way. But you've gone on to expand your work into other things that are, you know, super important, bringing better food to lunch programs, hospitality training for disadvantaged people, helping to get people make good decisions about what they eat in general. What's your current focus? What are you most passionate about now?
I mean, in a way, still the same things that you've mentioned. Both of our governments are peculiar to me because although we've achieved much and pushed forward a lot, the wins that we've had are so basic. You know, like none of us are going to get an award for like feeding kids decent stuff at school 180 days of the year. Like, you know, that's pretty much common sense, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I would say as far as like being contemporary about modern day farming and distribution and supply chain and getting that into anything, like I'm still doing really basic stuff. Like, don't feed kids crap at school. Don't make kids in the hands of the government. Don't make them iller. And then the other thing would be, of course, like we kind of probably need to teach kids about food at school. It's a fantastic way, certainly at an elementary level, to learn about math and history and geography and all those beautiful. You can use food to celebrate all the other subjects and the syllabus, you know. But again, governments, many around the world, see that as a luxury, not a necessity. Right. So I'm still trying to tell the story. And even whatever, neither of us know what's going to happen with AI, for better or for worse, in the next 5 years, let alone the next 3 years. But weirdly, I know everyone's frightened of AI. I'm strangely optimistic that it might possibly, in a good way, undermine schooling as we know it and be so radical that we need to think what school does in modern day America and Britain. So I'm kind of hoping that AI might be nuclear and we might get back to sort of skin on skin and, yeah, life skills that actually arm us to live better lives and have more choice and, rich or poor, be able to nourish our tummies and our families in a beautiful way.
The school lunch thing is really such a terrific starting place, and we've done actually – my understanding, doing some research into it, my understanding is that things have gotten marginally better in the States in the last 10 years or so, but that's after 40 years of them getting catastrophically worse. So marginally better is nice. It's better than marginally worse, but it, as you say, it ain't enough.
Yeah, I mean, you just got this, certainly back home in the UK, like in the war we had, in Second World War, we had a Ministry of Food. And it got disbanded, right? But I kind of think that Britain and America should have a Ministry of Food or whatever the equivalent wording should be.
Department here, but yeah.
Yeah, and to have a minister and special advisors that are obsessed and have access to the best information in the country to really stick up for the link between child health, civic catering, and procurement and buying of fruit, veg, meat and fish. And then American farmers, like there's this incredible opportunity to be tactical, strategic. And behind the scenes, there's all this opportunity that politicians or ministers or whatever you call them, they're not getting into. But it's, boy, I mean, I think it's such a wasted opportunity, especially when you think about the cost of health and everything connected to that.
Yeah. I mean, I would say two things about that. One is this ministry, or we'd call it a Department of Food. It's really the government, our government's focus on hunger and enough calories. They don't focus on nutrition and the difference between calories. And that's probably in large part because of the influence of
big business.
Agriculture, which, you know, wants to grow corn and soybeans and make everything out of corn and soybeans. Stay tuned for more from Jamie Oliver and me.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Have you ever bought something, owned something that really inspired you to up your game? A tennis racket, a new pair of running shoes, a new piece of cooking equipment that made you just want to cook your brains out? I know that when I first started cooking on induction burners, I just couldn't stop. It was so much fun. When we own exceptional things, they inspire us to do exceptional things. The all-new Lexus GX has an exceptional capability that will have you seeing possibilities you never knew existed. Its advanced technology and luxurious interior mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. Some of the features that are available on this car include Dynamic Sky Panorama Glass Roof, Front Row Massaging Seats, you know you want that, available 33-inch all-terrain tires, which you will want when you check out the Multi-Terrain Select. These are really great features, the kind of features that will make you proud and happy to own a Lexus GX. Live up to the all-new Lexus GX. Luxury beyond limits. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. We're all drinking more water these days, and we're all concerned that we're drinking safe, clean, unpolluted water. Yet, according to our friends at the Environmental Working Group, 3 out of 4 homes in the United States have harmful contaminants in their tap water. That's why it's worth checking out AquaTrue. AquaTrue purifiers use a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process, and their countertop purifiers work with no installation or plumbing. They remove 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters and are specifically designed to combat chemicals like PFAS, you know, those forever chemicals in your water supply. PFAS, by the way, is found in almost 45% of U.S. tap water. AquaTrue has water purifiers to fit every type of home, from installation-free countertop purifiers to higher capacity under-sink options. Their proprietary purification technology is independently tested to remove over 80 of the most harmful contaminants, including chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, PFAS, nitrates, and many, many others. The filters are affordable and long-lasting, and they do not need changing every 2 or 3 months like so many others. They last from 6 months to up to 2 years. Just one set of filters from their classic purifier makes the equivalent of 4,500 bottles of water, less than 3 cents a bottle. Plus, you won't be buying bottled water, and it'll save the environment from tons of single-use plastic waste. AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee and makes a great gift. Today, listeners to Food with Mark Bittman receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier. Just go to AquaTrue.com, that's AquaTrue.com, and enter code Bittman at checkout. For 20% off any AquaTrue water purifier, go to AquaTrue.com and use the promo code Bittman, B-I-T-T-M-A-N. I teach at the Columbia Public Health School, and I teach a class called Food, Public Health, and Social Justice. And halfway through the semester, this past fall, I said to the students, what's the most surprising thing about this class so far? And they said, we never thought we'd be talking so much about agriculture.
Yeah.
That comment surprised me because first it made me realize I was kind of only talking about agriculture because I took it for granted that they knew about fast food problems and diabetes and all of that stuff. But also I thought, well, that's the appropriate thing. That's what we don't talk enough about is the supply end of things, what's being grown. Because you can only eat what you're being offered and you can only be offered what's being grown.
You know, Americans are busy and they're looking forward. They got enough to worry about. You know, family and everything that goes with it. And I think that's why, you know, with transparency, truth, and a department that is paid to be obsessed by transparency and truth and the tactics of growing on a national scale, that's where all the points and prizes are.
There is this question about what's the cultural shift that gets people to care about? I mean, to go back to what you said early on in this conversation, what's the cultural shift that gets people to care about what the food that they put in their bodies, where it comes from, how it's produced, what it looks like? Part of it is that people can't afford good, quote unquote, good food. But part of it is that we're just producing so much bad food that's what there is, that's what's available.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's interesting as well, you know, like I always, as a sort of foreigner looking from the outside in and comparing typical American general farming to typical European general farming, you know, I kind of got it because it's like, okay, so these compromises that are made in the American system, so the proactive use of hormones in beef production or antibiotics in poultry production or other things or GMOs or sprays and pesticides that are absolutely illegal in Europe for good reason. Like the reason that they play this game is to democratize food to everyone and make food cheaper for everyone. So part of me kind of understood the compromise required to make food cheaper. But as I come over here now, I'm telling you the food in America is more expensive than the UK right now.
Yeah, it's not so cheap anymore. Since we got started, you and I, much has changed in the food world. There's more mediums, more noise, more people. Some of this change is good, some isn't. I'm wondering, like, what's been the most important inspirations in your career? What feedback you've gotten, who you've talked to, what's happened to keep you going and keep you inspired?
Not much. I mean, I think some of the wisdom of being a bit older, and I'm sure you have your own emotions on this. It's like when you're before you're 30, like you kind of expect to get a reaction from an action and like everything's quite binary. Yes, no, black, white, did, didn't, won, didn't, you know, won, lost. And I think against the might and slow consistency of the strategies of big food Inc., marketing, other new ways to shift more air, salt, fat, sugar in disproportionate ways. How do you fight that? I mean, actually, and I think the only secret weapon that we both have to a degree is time. And I think just being relentless and I think also being a bit older, like I've done enough things where I've done theoretically great work, but it was 2 years too early.
I've had a couple of those.
Yeah. And that's always kind of like frustrating, but timing is everything. Tone and timing is everything.
There's unforeseen opportunities to get stuff done. And the reason to keep, or one of the reasons to keep working on it is to be ready for those opportunities when they arise. And I just always think of in the States, gay marriage, because no one thought gay marriage was going to be legalized. But the people who are advocating for it, when the opening to make it constitutionally legal came, they pounced and it happened.
And the smoking ban as well. When we did the sugary drinks tax in the UK, which was spoken of by executives and the media around fast food and sugary sweetened drinks industry, which is a hell of an industry, it was like our seen as a fight against them. But the truth is when we did it, they made more money. Like in the UK, the sugary drinks tax, we ring-fenced the money that was only spent in primary school breakfast clubs and sports clubs, right? So it was a tax for good. It was the fastest reformulation in the world of sugar for sugary sweetened drinks, which is the biggest form of sugar going into our kids' diets, same as yours. But because we made the legislation, they invested more money in research and development, which means they didn't just reformulate currently what they had, but the reason they made more money is because they created more water, milk, and fruit drinks and gave the public more choice.
Right.
And because they did that, they had a better year and all the senior management got bigger bonuses because of it. So the idea that progress costs someone is bullshit. And I haven't seen the opposite yet. So I think it's more of a mindset. It's, you know, I truly do believe that doing good can be good business. And we need to have, and hopefully maybe one of the things that can happen if we're lucky in our time is like a new generation of CEO that gets that instead of fights that.
I did see a little of that. I just want to talk about the book for a minute before we start wrapping up. You've done a few, I don't know how many of these five ingredient books now. And
two.
I thought it was more.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, no. Well, I've done two. I never normally repeat like a format. Like that is something that I avoid. So this is the second one, and I did it because my wife forced me to.
Yeah. She said it's where people are at, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I was under duress. And as per usual, she was right. And it's an interesting one, right? Like, I've just been promoting it for 2 days in the States. It's, you know, been bobbing between number one and number two on Amazon, which is great. But
yeah,
I think after 25 years of doing it, like, it's unusual. Like, you have to, you know, you have to work hard to get in the top 10, you know.
Yeah.
It's so what that tells me is this is probably the right tone and timing for the audience now in England and America. Basket data is telling us that we've never cooked less than now post-COVID, which is troubling. But in a way, like, the kind of the design of this, like, it is kind of code for have a go. You know, the idea of less
give
ingredients.
Give it a shot.
Yeah, it's simpler, less ingredients, less cost, like, less steps. It's, you know, from the Mediterranean that has the energy and sort of benefits of the thoughtfulness of that cuisine. It feels sunshiny. It feels like a holiday. So I guess that's what I was trying to achieve. I mean, I'm kind of like using the book to sort of grovel, like saying, go on, please. Have a go. You might like it.
Give it a shot.
I'm pleased about that.
Congratulations. That's great. Okay, last official question. We ask everyone this. I know you're on the road, so I'm expecting an interesting answer. What'd you have for dinner last night?
Oh,
I bet it didn't have five ingredients.
Definitely not. No, I was very blessed and lucky. I got to go to April Bloomfield's new restaurant called Sailor, and it was really good. She's got a tight little kitchen, tight little crew. I mean, the food was just sublime. She had this Arctic char tartare sort of pate with this wafer thin, I don't know what it was, some kind of rye bread or complex bread that was just smoky and delicious and snapped. And it was just extraordinary. She did like a little gentleman's relish, like an old school kind of like fish paste, which might not sound glamorous, but was just delicately seasoned and in a little dish with hot toasts. Mm. We had sweetbreads, breadcrumbed, you know, with the most beautiful side dishes, and it just ate like butter. Amazing pork, incredible bass, like a split roast chicken, just like with the gravy was taken down and down, and they just glazed the roast chicken with like this kind of gelatinous, intense. Oh, it was good. But she's such a wonderful cook and such a mindful cook, and I'm really glad she's kind of got back into it.
Well, thanks so much for this. And I hope to see you next time you're here or I'm there.
Always a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Take care.
All right, mate. Take care. Lots of love.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to Jamie Oliver for joining us today. You can follow him on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Jamie Oliver. Five Ingredients Mediterranean is out now, and as I said earlier, setting the world on fire. We're sharing two recipes from it, charred Brussels sprouts and Jules's chocolate dreams, Jules being Jamie's wife. You'll find them at bitmanproject.com, and you'll also find the link in this week's show notes. Thank you for listening. Thank you to Kate Bittman, my usual co-host, and to Davis Lloyd, our engineer. Kate is also our producer. I should have said that. Please do subscribe to the podcast and to the Bittman Project, and we will see you next week when we will have somebody amazing. Thanks again.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.